Good afternoon. This is Lori Parham with AARP. We are inviting you to join us right now for an important live Teletown Hall forum regarding the upcoming election and ensuring you have up-to-date information on when, where, and how to vote in the 2024 elections. Today, we will do a deep dive into the use of artificial intelligence in the election and what you need to know. We want to hear from you, so please stay on the line and you will be connected to this toll-free conversation shortly. Our live town hall will be recorded, and to reach a live AARP operator during business hours, call 888-687-2277. Thank you.
Please hold while we connect you to your Access Live event. This Access Live event is currently in progress. Please note that this call may be monitored, recorded, or rebroadcast.
*3, that's *3 on your telephone keypad to be connected with an AARP staff member who will note your name and question and place you in the queue. The sooner you press *3, the sooner you will be in the queue to ask our guests a question. Before I introduce our guests, I want to remind you that you can find all of the election information for your state through AARP's online election guides at aarp.org/vote, or in this month's issue of the AARP Bulletin. Now to our guests and the topic of today's call. First, Alexander Reeve Givens is the president and CEO of the Center for Democracy and Technology, a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization fighting to protect civil rights and civil liberties in the digital age. She is a leading advocate for protecting people's online privacy and access to information and ensuring emerging technologies advance human rights and democracy. Tim Harper serves as senior policy analyst for democracy and elections at the Center for Democracy and Technology. He leads the organization's efforts to fight election disinformation, support technology that bolsters a fair and secure vote, and builds trust in elections. We are so grateful to have these guests with us today. Welcome, Alex and Tim.
Thank you so much for having us.
Great to be here, Lori.
So we've got a lot we're hoping to cover in the next hour. Alex, I'd love to start with you. Increasingly, generative AI or generative artificial intelligence has become a topic of conversation in elections. Can you give us a sense of what generative AI is and how it's being